Good Saturday morning to you here. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn as your host. As always, you can listen to past episodes of Saturday Sunrise by going to our website, WFIWradio.com. Click on Bass and then click on Saturday Sunrise. You can listen to last week's interview that I did with the Phelps family, Joe, Laura, and Abby Phelps, as they're getting ready for their Phelps family Christmas tree display. And you can listen to that interview. In fact, the first day of that's going to be the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday. So that would actually be on the 29th. So again, you can listen to the interview. Well, I'm glad to have this guy here on the show. It's his first time ever, but I've known him for several years. It is Dwayne Nobles of the City of Fairfield Guest Department. He is the superintendent, and thanks for coming by here on this morning here, Dwayne. And tell you what, man, you know, it's that time of year. Using our furnaces, we're using the gas stoves more often, and I've always wanted to do an interview about this because I think it's highly important at this time of year. We use it every day of the year, but especially in the winter where the usage is higher than most seasons, and that is using gas. And so if I was to, you know, I'm just going to use a scenario here. If I was to go to work in the morning and then I'm gone for several hours, I come back home and I feel like I'm smelling gas somewhere, what do I do?
You know, first thing you need to do, Derek, is go outside. Go outside and get out of your house and call the emergency number, which is 842-4821. You can stay outside, or one thing that we do is tell people to go to the neighbor's house and not to go back into your house until we get there to clear it. Or you can call 911 and absolutely they will be able to get a hold of us.
And there is always someone available 24/7 as well.
Absolutely. So there's somebody at the 911 or the 4821 24/7.
So, you know, gas leaks, they can, you know, they come in several ways, but what are the signs of a gas leak?
You'll smell a foul odor like rotten eggs or hydrogen sulfide. And that's just the smell. Now, if you go outside your house and you see dead spots in your yard or dead bushes around your gas meter or just dead bushes in general where there's gas lines, that's a sure sign that you've probably got a gas leak.
Now, you've been working for the gas department for about 3 years now.
Correct.
And you're the superintendent. And so out of, you know, since you've been on the job for the gas department, what has been the most common, you know, sign of a gas leak? I mean, out of all the gas leaks you've seen.
Well, most people will call us. You can smell gas really good on a cold morning. That holds that smell down. And, you know, most people will call us on a cold morning. And, you know, it's usually coming from their meter, mostly the regulator, where it, you know, it kind of burps out gas or something like that. And that's mostly what we get gas calls about.
Also, stoves too, for that matter, you know, the gas stoves too. I've heard sometimes there's always a leak with those gas stoves too.
Yeah, they usually, if they're leaking, some people still have those older stoves with pilot lights, and those pilot lights will get blown out by somebody walking by or a breeze or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in order to detect the leak, to find out where it's at, you mentioned about where the signs of a gas leak are, but what are the tools that you guys use to detect that leak?
Our gas department uses a Sensit CGI, which is a combustible gas indicator. And it's some of the older guys call it a sniffer, you know, and it can sniff gas, just a little bit of gas, it picks it up, you know, just like that. So that's the tools of the trade.
And also the gas today, I noticed you talked about how it could smell like rotten eggs. It's like an odorant is what it is, because, you know, gas is colorless, it's odorless. But if you have the odorant in there, that's a good indicator of, you know, a gas leak pretty much. It kind of helps you guys out.
Right. And the chemical that we put in is harmless. It will not hurt you. So, yeah.
And I have smelled that chemical before, and it's one of the worst smells of my life, because the first time I've ever smelled it was when I was in college up at Eastern Illinois University. they had a gas leak, and you could smell the gas just radiating everywhere. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I just put my nose underneath my shirt, and it was just, it just smelled so bad. And then I just had to go into buildings. But anyway, it reminds me of that. When you talked about the rotten eggs, I will never forget that smell. And when you smell it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no mistaking that smell.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM, as well as online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, Dwayne Nobles, the City of Fairfield Guest Department. He is my guest here this morning as we're chugging down coffee and talking about, you know, what to do about gas leak as it is. I'd like to talk about gas safety for today. As again, there's of course, I'm using my furnace, and there's some people out there that have those gas stoves. Some have electric stoves, but we're talking about gas safety here. So one thing that I've heard you guys talk about, but wait a minute here, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but we talked about how you guys detect the leak. How do you guys stop the leak? How do you guys think when you see, okay, the leak has been pinpointed, how do you guys stop it?
Well, if most of our leaks, Derek, are usually fixed with pipe wrenches or some type of wrench. You know, they're usually simple. But if we have a more serious leak, then we've got a tool called a squeeze-off tool, which our tool at the City of Fairfield can handle 3/4 up to 2 inches. And what we do is we put this tool on the pipe, and it's a hydraulic tool, and we can crimp that tool off to where the gas is stopped.
It's basically like where it's kind of like you just clamp down on it, I guess, and it just kind of seals that gas from just leaking out even more.
Right, so, absolutely.
And so are you the man who handles that?
I mean, well, mostly. It's a pretty heavy tool. But, you know, some of the older guys, we won't mention their names, they do look to me sometimes for the heavier jobs.
So. Heavier lifting. Well, I mean, yeah, you're the superintendent, so. But anyway, do you also, I've also heard you guys also call in a welder sometimes, too.
Absolutely. If it's a bigger job, like I said, we can only handle up to 2 inches. So if it's a bigger pipe, which we do have up to 4-inch pipe, so we would have to call in. We use a company out of Albany called USDI, and they'll come and help us out anytime we need them.
Sure, absolutely. And so we talked about how you guys use the tools to detect a leak as well as, you know, stopping the gas leak. But one thing I've heard about is leak surveys. What's that?
Absolutely. As the City of Fairfield, the ICC requires us to survey the whole town, and we do a section a year. And so it takes us 4 years to do the whole town, and we have to walk every inch of every line and check every meter in that section. So it's pretty time consuming.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the purpose of leak surveys, I think, is where if you're walking around and you see, you detect, you know, you see that there's a gas leak, maybe by way of the plants that are dying. You know, you talk about the dead spots on the ground. And it's like, well, we never noticed this before until now. I think that's the purpose of leak surveys, I think.
Absolutely. And it's basically, we do that for the people in the town's protection.
And also the businesses, too.
Right.
And that's a thing. And I think it's highly important. So you talked about how long it takes, very time consuming. But do you guys, is it just a whole year thing or maybe just like a certain season? Or?
Well, we usually do that in the spring. And it usually takes, you know, depending on what section, you know, 5 to 6 days. And that's, you know, that's pretty hard work, just constant. And, you know, if we find any class one leaks, which is the most serious leaks, then, you know, two of us will have to go fix that leak while another guy goes with the leak indicator guy. So,
mm-hmm. And you guys also have quite a big territory, too, that you guys cover.
Absolutely.
So it's the City of Fairfield, but does it go out beyond the city limits? Or?
Yes, actually, we come east on the highway just past the radio station, and then our gas comes from Trunkline, which we hook on over by Wayne City. So that's a pretty far
stretch right there.
Right.
Now, we talked about that. Another thing, too, is I know that it's winter, but there's always people, you know, digging around. There's always those that are doing excavating. Maybe they're doing some construction projects. You know, for those who plan on doing some landscaping work, and again, it could be happening any time of the year as long as it's warm outside or excavating. If they have to dig, well, in a certain area, then they need to obviously, you know, check for gas lines underneath because you don't know how deep that gas line is underneath the ground.
Right. Yeah, they need to, first thing they need to do is call Julie or 811. And they really need to get a hold of that number. Or they could call the gas department at 842-9736. And another thing, you know, I'll put a little deal in there for the water and the electric. They need to get a hold of those guys to make sure they don't have anything as well. You know,
that's the thing, because there's electric lines and water lines underneath the ground.
And sewer lines.
Yeah, those sewer lines too. And so it's very important to call Julie, because I've told people, I said, well, before you dig, you better call Julie about that.
Absolutely.
Because that's the worst thing that could happen. You can be digging, and all of a sudden you strike a gas line, you strike an electric line, a water line, or even a sewer line, as you mentioned, and you're in a world of problems.
Absolutely. You get messy in a hurry.
It can get messy in a hurry, and right. It needs to be fixed in a hurry,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Now, we're just about almost out of time here, but a few more minutes to go. Now, obviously, you're a superintendent for the City of Fairfield Gas Department, and if there's a resident that receives gas from the City of Fairfield, and you talked about the outlying areas as well, maybe they have questions about gas safety. At this time of year, I think it's highly important with the usage of furnaces and those gas stoves and other appliances. Maybe they have a question about gas leak safety, you know, what to do, and even though, you know, we're talking about it right now, but maybe they have more questions about it. What's the best way they can contact you?
The best way to get a hold of us is our emergency number, which is 842-4821, or they can call my office during working hours at 842-9736, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
And those working hours, by the way, are like from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., is
yes,
that right?
Sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Let's talk a little bit of high school football here. You talk about football. We love talking about football here real quick. You know, of course, the high school football just wrapped up here, but you played for FCHS back in, you know, the late 80s, early 90s. And when you go to the train yard, or maybe if you hear one of our football broadcasts on the radio, do those memories kind of come back to you a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, football Friday around my house. The kids know it's time to go to the games. If we're unable to listen to it, we'll listen to it on the radio. And, you know, I'm Fairfield Mule through and through,
mm-hmm.
and I support the teams, and they did a great job this year and last year, and I'm just happy for the guys.
When you go back to your high school football days, you played on the line
yes.
for the Mules, and what was the toughest opponent that you ever faced? I mean, when you were playing on the line, did anyone come to mind? Or
I'm going to surprise you and not say Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel was a tough team. But Salem was the toughest team.
Really?
Yeah. We never beat Salem, but Salem was a tough team. They were a big team, and they were strong. So Mount Carmel was a good team, which we enjoyed beating in 91, by the way, at the Snake Pit. But Salem was the toughest team, Derek, I'd say.
Now, was that on the road, or was that here? Or
at Mount Carmel?
No, Salem, I mean.
Oh, going to their – going to their field was always tough, because their crowds were always tough down there on you. So,
mm-hmm. And that's back in the days of the old NEC, the North Egypt
right.
Conference. And I was just over in Salem recently for volleyball with Mark. And so when I saw the football field there, and I've seen Mount Carmel's, I've been to pretty much a majority of the football fields, or almost all of them. And you know, that was once part of the NEC, but
right.
But it brings back memories for sure. Salem was the toughest team, I'll be. Was there any player that maybe, like, kind of stood out to you in football? Or?
Not really. I just liked all of them, so mm-hmm. I just treated them all the same.
Yeah. But obviously, though, you enjoy, you know, you're a big supporter of the Mules football program.
Right, right.
Justin Townsend's done a great job of bringing that program to prominence in the BDC. And, Dwayne, I tell you what, man, it's great to chat some gas safety with you, a little
right.
bit of football as well. And I said, thank you very much. Appreciate it as always. And it's great talking with you. And I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps it up here for Saturday Sunrise here on this Saturday, November 16th. Have a wonderful Saturday and be safe this weekend.